Task 4, Exercise for Practice 7, Questions 16 to 20. You will hear some information about the Tower of London. For questions 16 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the information twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 16 to 20. You will now hear the speaker.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tower of London. In this amazing place, you can see some of London's landmarks, such as the historic tower houses, the crown jewels, the prison cell of Sir Walter Raleigh, known as the Bloody Tower, and the Chapel of St. John, as well as the Royal Armoires. The tower offers you a great insight into the British history. The Yeoman's Warder Tour gives you a hang of the tower and all the history and events associated with it. This is a bit longer tour, and to see it, you will need about an hour and 30 minutes. You should then make your way to see the fabulous crown jewels. Do not be put off by the long queue to view the crown jewels, as the crowd moves quickly and is well worth the visit. Next, if you are interested in the armors and weapons used by the royals, you can see the White Tower and the medieval palace. If you really want to see the tower in detail, the complete tour will take up to 4-5 hours. However, if you are short of time, simply take the Beefeater tour, for it is only 45 minutes long, but gives you an interesting and funny account of the history of the tower. Watch out for the changing of the guard each hour and take a photograph of the guard in his full dress uniform. Make sure to be ready to leave by 4:30 because the tower closes early today. Normally, we are open from 9 to 6 in the afternoon, but given the royal wedding, we are closing an hour earlier. We hope you will come back tomorrow to visit all the places you do not manage to see today. I hope you enjoy your stay.
Now, listen again.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tower of London. In this amazing place, you can see some of London's landmarks, such as the historic tower houses, the crown jewels, the prison cell of Sir Walter Raleigh, known as the Bloody Tower, and the Chapel of St. John, as well as the Royal Armoires. The tower offers you a great insight into the British history. The Yeoman's Warder Tour gives you a hang of the tower and all the history and events associated with it. This is a bit longer tour, and to see it, you will need about an hour and 30 minutes. You should then make your way to see the fabulous crown jewels. Do not be put off by the long queue to view the crown jewels, as the crowd moves quickly and is well worth the visit. Next, if you are interested in the armors and weapons used by the royals, you can see the White Tower and the Medieval Palace. If you really want to see the tower in detail, the complete tour will take up to 4-5 hours. However, if you are short of time, simply take the Beefeater tour, for it is only 45 minutes long, but gives you an interesting and funny account of the history of the tower. Watch out for the changing of the guard each hour and take a photograph of the guard in his full dress uniform. Make sure to be ready to leave by 4:30 because the tower closes early today. Normally, we are open from 9 to 6 in the afternoon, but given the royal wedding, we are closing an hour earlier. We hope you will come back tomorrow to visit all the places you do not manage to see today. I hope you enjoy your stay.